Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Much Ado About Nutmeg by Sarah Fox, narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. Wildwood Cove's population of senior citizens was about to double. The seaside town was already bustling with activity, thanks to all the tourists who'd arrived to enjoy the beautiful beach and the charming town now that the summer season was at its height. Over the next few days, it was expected to get even busier as seniors flocked to the town. The new arrivals wouldn't be frail old ladies or doddery men, though. In fact, these seniors would probably put plenty of young people to shame, because they were heading to Wildwood Cove to compete in the Golden Oldies Games, a statewide sporting event for athletes aged 50 and over. As the owner of the Flipside, the local pancake house, I was more than happy to welcome the visitors to my town. Business was always good during the tourist season, but I was expecting it to be even better over the next couple of weeks. The athletes wouldn't be the only new arrivals. Coaches, family members, and spectators would also be coming to the games. Hopefully they'd bring their appetites with them. The sporting events wouldn't get underway until the weekend, still a few days away. But I'd heard through the town grapevine that the organizers and even some athletes had already arrived in Wildwood Cove. In anticipation of the increased business, I dug 4 extra tables out from the storage room. With the help of the doorstop, I left the front door of the pancake house open so I could move the tables outdoors. As I was dragging the first one across the floor, Lee Hunter hurried into the restaurant a few minutes early for her waitressing shift. "Let me help you with that, Marley." She grabbed one side of the table, instantly lightening my load.